Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Wednesday for It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we're going to be continuing the conversation on Ash Wednesday, which is the start of Lent, and how we can work within the community, the religious community, to get better concerning mental health care. And we have a special guest, a regular special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, here from CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, on that fact. We will talk about mental health care and the church. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I am happy to be on your show again today.
Awesome. Thank you. We are happy to have you. Now, Reverend Frederick, we want to start with the relationship of the church and the role that they play concerning mental health care and how it can be improved and better. Can you talk to us about that and where what we need to start to be informed and to be better aware of what's going on? Because it just doesn't seem like it's quite where it needs to be.
Well, actually, that's a very interesting observation. There seems to be, and I will use these words carefully but strongly, an unholy alliance between the church and mental health. It is the fact that the church speaks of spiritual health, and mental health is talking about the mental aspects. However, what has happened is that in 1940, the move was made. It actually began in the late 1800s, when they declared man to be an animal. But in 1940, they actually decided mental health to attack the church. But it wasn't just the church. I mean, not just the church. It was also the educational system, the medical field, and several other entities that they wanted to attack to make people dependent up on mental health. So therefore, they had to knock the church out of the way, because people would say, well, wait a minute. I believe in God. I get my strength through the Spirit. I look to the hills for which cometh my help. Well, mental health came and said, that's all foolishness. And when people asked about Jesus, they said that he was narcissistic and delusional. And when one radio show said, well, wait a minute, what about the Christian people who will say, I believe in Jesus, the therapist said they better believe in their therapist. So even though the church has tried to work with mental health, the goal of mental health is to take the church out. Now, you say, why? Because people don't know that when we look at psychology and psychiatry and we see the whole picture, we find that they are actually fitting the definition of a religion themselves. So it's like, if you look at the word psychology, psych means soul, ology means the study of. So psychology is the study of the soul, and psychiatry is the treating of the soul. Well, the only thing that can study and treat the soul is a religion, especially when you get to the treating part. But this is a group who has that as their the derivation of their name, who don't believe that man has a soul. Now, you will get individual psychologists or psychiatrists that say, oh, I believe, but the practice itself does not believe that man has a soul and that man is an animal. That's why you can electroshock people and give drugs that cause suicide, because you're not looking at them as spiritual beings. You're looking at them as animals. So it don't count. All of this philosophy that's going on, the attacking of these children, all of it kind of comes out of this field of mental health. So that is the problem that we have. And I have been personally at meetings where mental health people told the clergy to stand in their place. And, you know, of course, I'm one of those individuals that got to speak up. But you know, that's what's going on. That's why this coming together is not a partnership. It is a control ship. The last thing I'll say, then I'll let you say something. What they're doing is they're moving in, like in New York, when I was back there speaking, they're moving into the churches paying bills. So the church welcomes them because they're paying the lights, they're paying whatever they decide to pay, which could go up to the note of the building. So then that's welcomed by the pastors, but then they tell the pastors, you must refer to people you think that are mentally ill over to us. So now you have replaced prayer with appeal and replaced God with mental health.
Okay, well, I can personally say I've seen both sides. I've seen the good and I've seen the bad in psychiatry. And as a psychiatrist, not me as a psychiatrist, but as seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist, both. And there are some that stand up and have some a moral deficit that they feel like they need to pay. And the others, the ones of which you're speaking of, are the ones that help to, in my opinion, commit the further crime. And that's the abuse of the mental health care system, if they're just pipelining them there, being, you know, given money or whatever in favor of this process. So we are asking people who are sincere about the soul and sincere about their position in the church to stand up and fight and understand solely, honestly, what's going on and to address it properly. So there are so many avenues that we can go into. Yes, Reverend Frederick.
No, I'm saying no. That's exactly right. And but the thing that I want to make sure that we understand, any group that knows their subject and they know the side effects, which are actually the effects of electric shock and what these psychiatric drugs can do, and they still give them the children, when they electric shock children before they're even born by electric shocking the pregnant mother, causing miscarriages and things like that, that is not necessarily a group. I'm not speaking of individuals. A group that I can support. Because if you want my support, then you stop doing those practices. If you can't stop doing it because of the financial benefit, then from the spiritual body, we have to declare that to be an enemy. And so that's, I don't attack individuals. In fact, I don't even hardly speak on psychology, because they do talk therapy and things like that. At least in California, they can't prescribe drugs and electric shock. But the psychiatrists can, and they take an oath to do no harm, and the evidence is overwhelming the harm that they do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for making that clear. And if you didn't hear that, that's right. Psychologists do not prescribe. Psychiatrists, on the other hand, do. But we can get abuse either way. But the most dangerous portion of that are the psychiatrists who are being bought out by the pharmaceutical companies. So we have to protect ourselves and make the church aware fully of what's going on in the Black community with mental health care.
And,
now,
and another thing we must... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing we must understand is that the reason this is going down is because at last check, over 50% of the people working for the FDA work for pharmaceutical companies. Now, everywhere else in America, that's a conflict of interest. You can't get paid by the group that you got to make decisions on because everybody knows you won't bite the hand that feeds you. So therefore, when it comes to putting these drugs on the market, they can get on the market quite readily because the people making the decisions work for those companies.
And that's just, it puts you as an individual and as a clergyman as to recommend in a catch-22, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your church is suffering and you need the money to exist, then what do you do? It's all due to moral code. What do you do? And how do you vet the psychiatrist and or psychologist that you're working with that are given this, well, the psychiatrists particularly, that are given this power within the church? And, you know, how do we go about setting boundaries and steps? So what would you suggest? And give us a few steps that the church, the Black church, which is why we're talking about this for Black History Month, the Black church and mental health care, what are some steps that they can take to protect the church community and others against this? Basically, it's just an evil.
Well, number one, the church has to ask itself, what did it do before mental health got here or before it became so prevalent? If you remember, you might remember some of this.
Oh, I remember.
The movies used to always depict the psychiatrist as crazy. And the ministers were looked up to in society and on television as people who could be trusted and people who were representing God. Then
I remember because they used to call them quacks. I remember.
They used to call psychiatrists quacks. Well, they haven't gotten any better. So the thing is that they were able, because of their partnership with the pharmaceutical companies, to have the money to do the campaigns. For example, they have they out there remove the stigma of mental health in the Black community. Well, we look at that as like it's like coming from authority when those are actually campaigns and ads to get people to do something, just like you see on the commercial. So they just came up with a slogan that had nothing to do with the Black community because years earlier they gave us electric shock without anesthesia because they said our families would look out after the people who had been electric shocked. So there was no stigma. Plus, in our family, if Uncle John was a little mentally ill or starting to have different diseases show up, he stayed in the room with the oldest child. Everybody in the family knew Uncle John's condition, and all of the neighbors knew in case Uncle John got out. So where was the stigma? No, we don't want to go to mental health because those of us who have studied it know the history. And if we really woke up, we would be protesting them every bit as much as we've been protesting police.
Yes, I, you know, I'm so glad you said exactly what I was thinking, because what was going on before that? You had to be mentally capable and mentally strong. You had to depend on something, because our culture, our race, we survived so much and they kept it together. The ones that didn't were taken care of until the end of their days, unless, you know, you just couldn't draw them in. But everybody took care of each other. So we have to thoroughly prepare and educate the Black community, especially the Black church community, because that's the first place they're going to go, because we have a history with mental health care and we do not trust them, unfortunately, due to what has happened over the years concerning racism, stigmatism, abuse, and then some. So we have to find a proper way to address that.
Well, and let me just say this, because you reminded me of something when you were speaking. There has been very few incidents in the history of man that was as brutal as what went down during slavery with Black people. We got through that without therapists. We got through that with prayer. We went through the Civil Rights Movement, and before the Civil Rights Movement, when they were lynching Black people as on a whim, and we got through that. We've gotten through the crack cocaine being brought into our communities and an educational system, for the most part, that's dysfunctional, and poverty and things like that. We've gotten through all of that, and now all of a sudden, when we're having Black presidents and we have attorney generals and we have all of these people leading the military, all of a sudden we need mental health. And then they put the old trick game on us and say, oh, you have been so abused by law enforcement, you need to come see mental health, and we apologize for our past racism, so you come on back down and get some more of this treatment. See, and if we're not careful, we go for the same old okey-doke again.
No, and that's what I'm afraid of, because they were talking briefly about post-traumatic stress disorder and how Black people need to be treated. Now, I want my audience to know, we do not, we are not against talk therapy. We are not against holistic healing practices. We are against electric shock and forced drugging and jailing of and false convictions of individuals who are being claimed that they are mentally ill, or if they are being claimed that they are mentally ill, being abused within the system, that is rape, that is taking their money, whatever the case may be, controlling all of your assets without permission. Anything that constitutes abuse within the mental health care system, that is what we are against. Now, I want you to also, people, continue to listen to us. We will be on a regular basis. Tell us your stories. Email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Again, that's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Or you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, CM Studios on Twitter, Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Facebook and Instagram. And we can talk about it, but email us your stories. And if you are out there listening in Italy, France, the Netherlands, wherever you are across the country, and you feel like you also want your voice heard, and we know you're listening from all over the world, we thank you, we love you, bless you. But if you are listening and have a story, please call in at any time. Call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And let us know your story. And CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, can get that information and some help to you if you're willing to be a part of it. Especially here in the U.S. We are here for you to investigate and to liberate the ones who are abused with the mental health care system, especially those who cannot help themselves. as the minority community and the black community that need the most help. So thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for your input. And we are going to follow the steps as to go back, basically, from what I gather from you, was to go back to the basics and to receive.
That's exactly.
And to receive the help that we so urgently need and guidance that we need in order to know who to trust to talk to and who to get through it with concerning mental health in the black church.
Absolutely. It couldn't have been said any better.
All right. Well, thank you. Y'all know who you've been tuning into. That's Cleopatra Memphis Studios here for It's a Wrap Wednesday, celebrating also Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of Lent, which is why we're focusing on this in the Black Church for Black History Month. And until next time, next Wednesday, people, simply be great.